Hello to all my chaverim in Yeshiva Torah's motion around the world. Continuing on our shiurim and mishnayos, we are now doing Maseches Erev in Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph, which in the Gemara is on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah begins Chalon. We have what we would call a window, but the Dvar Yisrael says it's a hole that goes straight through a wall. It doesn't have to have a window pane; just a hole through a wall. Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, and this wall, it was dividing two chatzeres, and this hole was arba al arba. The first row says tfachim, arba. The arba, it's with a hay at the end, which makes it zachar tfachim, because arba without would kind of indicate it was amos, the cable. So we have a hole between two chatzeres, 4x4 tfachim, but toch asara, within 10. Rashi Rav say that part of it, at least, of this hole, has to be within 10 tefachim of the ground. Even just a little bit within 10, close to the ground. Ma'arvim shnayim, you could then make two separate eruvim in these two separate chatzeras. Rashi and Rav explain. This one chatzer can make their own eruv, the other one can make it a separate eruv, and therefore neither one would be able to carry into the other chatzer. But the Mishnah says, v'mratzu ma'arvim echad, if they want, they can make an Erev together. Rashi and Rav say, one Erev, that they would then take the Erev and put it in one of the two chatzeros, and that would join them together. There'd be one, like one big chatzer. Pachas mi'arba v'arba, if it's less than 4x4 tefachim, Rashi and Rav explain, then it's not considered a Pesach between the two chatzeros. And Rav adds, and there, and it's not roy to move something from one to the other if it's so small. Olamala masara, or if it's above 10 tefachim, Rav says it's not lonicha tashmishte, it's not usable, that opening. Tesis Yantif says that therefore later on, it says here, pachas midalat al dalat olamala miyud. I mean, we could have understood that. The Reisha told us the din that it has to be arba al arba and it has to be above yud. So why are we saying now if it's less than 4x4 or it's more over the 10? And we're going to say, so it's not as, it's not like the we said it in the beginning. To tell you the din that even a little bit is good enough. So even if a drop of it was within the mala, within the asara, it would be good enough, and that's what the Gemara explains. Rashi says above 10, also, he's going back on the lab. Going back on the Lav Pesach, if it's more than 10, it's not a Pesach, because if the whole wall is not bigger, then it is it's a good mechitza. Therefore, if there's nothing, so if the whole wall is 10, it's a good mechitza, and therefore, when there's nothing of the space within the asara, it's not a Pesach. Once we get to the 10 fachim, we have a wall 10 fachim high, that is a mechitza. And if you don't have any opening in there, you're not combining the two chatzeras. So you have to have, even if the wall is, say, 20 fachim high, but if the hole between them is, that would connect the two chatzeras, is not within the first 10 fachim, then you didn't get, you have a mechitza, and you have no Pesach between the two chatzeres. Now, so in that case, ma'arvim shnayim v'ein ma'arvim echad. You have to make, each one has to make their own Erev, they can't join together. Rashi says, they can't make one Erev together, and each one is usher on the other one. Okay, they can't use the top of the wall to pass things from one to the other, because each one has their own Erev, they're not joined together. And even through that window, that opening, or any other holes and cracks, you're not allowed to pass between one to the other, because they have two separate eruvim. The Rav says, Davka, we're talking about a chatzer that doesn't have a roof over it. But let's say a house that has a roof over it, even if it's more, the wall, the mechitza is more than 10, they can make an eruv, one eruv. Why? Because once you're inside a structure that has a ceiling over it, people put benches and boxes around the house, and then for it's easy to use the opening above. even though it's above 10 tefachim, they climb on the benches to get up there. Hasid Yantif brings it what the Rav just said about the house that is Makura, that has the ceiling over it. And he says that's what the Gemara says. And we see from this that two houses without a chatzer also can't carry from one to another without an Erev. Okay, we always think of an Erev dealing with a house and a chatzer. But he's saying here, two houses that are just standalone houses without any chatzer can't carry one to the other. As like in our situations, if you're on a street and there's no Erev around, you can't carry from one house to the next house. Okay, it's also, he says, it's you can see that at the beginning of Perek Tes, that everybody, even according to Reb Shimon, who was makel about the gagos, chatziris, karpivos, that we'll get there and we'll see about roofs and chatziris and open spaces, that you don't have to make an Erev. There, it's still, it's mashma that people who are living under roofs, which means in a house, they do need an Erev, and similarly, the Rambam says that there in his parish. And he says that's what seems to be a kasha on the Rambam. And he's talking about the Rambam, I checked, in Perek Aleph Mehilchas Erevin. He said in the previous Perek that proved that Shlomo and his Bezdin only made a takana when they're separate people, separate diurim. But in a place where everyone is all together, that the urim is Rishis HaYachad, and a place where they all have equal rights to is like Rishis HaRabbah. So there, you can make a gzera that people make a mistake between these Rishis to real Rishis HaYachad and Rishis HaRabbah. Mamish, like he says over there. But two Rishios, that both of them are Rishios HaYachad Mamish, it doesn't seem from what Rambam says that there Rishlomo and Bezdin made a Gezerah. And that's why he writes there, Hainu Gezerah Shlomo Bezdino. But here in our Mishnah, we're talking about the Gezerah Chachamim, and from Gezerah Chachamim, you can't carry from one house to the other. Now, Shulchan Aruch Simen Shinayin Bez Sif Dal says, two chatzeris can't make an Erev together unless there's an opening between them or a window that has 4x4 tefachim, and it should be a little bit within 10 tefachim close to the ground. And the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Zayin says, we're talking about here as long as they didn't make a shitof of the chatzeris together in the mavoi. But if the chatzeris made a shitof together in the mavoi, then the whole thing becomes like one big chatzer and you can carry from one to the other, even if there's only a small opening between them, a small hole between them. Dirshu Oskov Beis says that the makar of this din is in the Shaar Tzion there in Sifkat and Tesvav that comes from the Evan HaEzer. And there he adds another condition that the chatzeris have to at least make an Erev each one separately. Because otherwise, even though the whole mavoi, the sheet of works to get all the chatzer with their houses, still it won't work the shitif to make the chatzer together as one unit. Okay, since they're not open one to the other, so all the chatzeris won't be joined together with the shitif mavaz unless the chatzeris are open to each other. And they could only be carrying from the chatzer to the mavli, but they wouldn't be able to carry to each other. And therefore, you won't be able to be marked to them from the koach that the sheetif has together, that the sheetif includes a type of an erev, but it's only the sheetif itself. But in the Atzial Mogim that is also mentioned there in that Shaar Tzion, he was marked there from another reason. And it says it's enough that they can carry their erev through the mavoi, even though they can't bring it through the pesach between them, that would be good enough. And according to him, it would be enough that they're in the shtat of the mavoi, even though they weren't made an erev each chatzer by himself. So it's a machlokas, these achronim, whether the sheet of mavoz would be enough to include the chatzeris, even if each chatzer didn't make its own erev, or not. Moving on to Maseches Erev and Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis, which in the Gemara is on Daf Ayin Vav and Beis, and the Mishnah begins: Kol Sosha Ben Shtei Chatzeres Gavo Asar V'Rachav Arba Ma'arvim Shnayim Ve'Ein Ma'arvim Echad. You have a wall between two chatzeres, which is 10 tefachim high, and it's four Why? Then you have to make two separate eruvim. They can't join together, these two chatzeres, as one. Rash and the Rav explains, that's the reason we said Rachav Arba. Now here there's a little split between the Rav and Rashi. The Rav says, not because it has to be four to make it closed up, a closed up wall, because machitza, with any width, it would be good enough. It's considered closed. Ella, now here they both come together. Here, Rashi and Rav say, because we're talking about in the Sefer. And the Sefer talks about if there were peiros on top of the wall, that they can bring them down. We'll get to that in momentarily. Because it's considered a reshus by itself. And Rashi says, it's not mavatal, not for one side and not for the other, but as far as the mechitza, any a little bit is enough. Is considered it would be a blockage to the wall if it's 10 fachim high, and no, the width, even a little bit would be enough, and they couldn't make one error between the two of them. And the Rav explains, and this din that has to be width of four, because less than four, it's a makom ptur, and then they can carry up and down from above the wall. And here's what we were just alluding to. The Mishnah says, "Hoye barosh peiros." If on top of the wall there were peiros, "Ela olam mikan v'ochlem," these people can go up to the roof, to the top of the wall, and eat there. "Ela olam mikan v'ochlem," the other side can also do that. "Uvashli aridu lamata," but they shouldn't bring anything down. And Rav says, we're talking about they shouldn't bring into the houses, but to the chutzner, they could carry from the top of the wall to the chutzner. And the Taisus Yantif brings that, what the Rav says. And he says, this goes according to Reb Shimon in Perek Tes. We paskin that way. And that's what brought in the Gemara. And according to this, what we said, it has to be four. And if it's less than four, you're allowed to carry, you can allow to bring down. Because we said in the Mishnah is saying, if it's Rachav Arva, but we're still saying you could bring it down, that's into the chatzer. But if it's less than arba tfachim, then you can even bring it to the houses, and that's what the Rambam says. Taisus Daf Ayin Vav Mebeis Ramas Lovad says this is dafka because there's no pesach between them, because the chatzeris can't make an erev together. But if there is a pesach if there's an opening in the wall, and they did make an erev together, then they can bring it down into the houses and the chutzner, and from the houses they can carry onto the wall. And he says, if that would be the case, that would be not like Reb Shimon, because according to him, you can bring down up and down even if they didn't make an error, because later in Daf Chav Pei Tes, he says, Gagos Chatzeris Karpipus Rishis Achas Lekulam Shavs Lezochem. They can carry the Agag and the chutzner is considered one Rishis. Or he says, now he comes back to the pshat that the Rav had. Even we're talking about Reb Shimon. And when we say Lamata, we talk about Lamata into the houses. This is what he brings from the beginning of Perikol Gagos, later on, Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. So, to try to make that drop clearer, that we say if you have Peiros on top of the wall, you can bring them down. The basic pshat is you can bring them down to the chutzner, not into the houses. And but if it's less than four tefachim wide, even though it's a mechitza, it's still considered a makom ptur, and therefore you'd be able to carry down into the houses itself. That's what the Taisus Yantif brings up shot when he brings the Rav shot, and he mentions this is going to Reb Shimon and Perek Tes, and the Taisus brings both two ways, either like the Rav said, that it goes according to Reb Shimon. That's the second shot of Taisus. And the first shot is, no, we're talking about when we're not going like Reb Shimon, and when there's no Pesach between the two Chatzeros, and they can't join together. But if there is a Pesach, and they do join together, they would be able to bring into the houses of the Chatz, and the houses from the Chatzer, and from the houses they can bring up onto the wall, and that would be not like Reb Shimon, because according to him, you could bring up and down to the chutzner even without an eruv, as he said before. Hope that was a drop clearer. The mission continues. Nifritz HaKosel. ad asar amos, if there was a breach in the wall up to 10 amos, Taisis Yantav says, and there was still a little part of the wall on either side, or even on one side by itself, because it wasn't completely broken between the wall between the chatzeros, and therefore this piritza is only considered like an opening, like it's not considered like an opening because it's very wide. It's up to Eser Amos. This is he quotes this in the name of Rabbi Yonasan. Therefore, Ma'arv and Shnayim, they could make an Erev separately, the two chatzeros, but since they have this big piritza between them, Imratzim Ma'arv Me'echad, if they want, they could make it one Erev, Neshu Kepesach. It's like a Pesach, but Yosem Mikan, if it's bigger than 10 Tfachim, 10 Amos wide, Ma'arv Me'echad, Ma'arv Me'echad, then they're all living in one big chatzer, because there's a big opening there. It's not like there's a wall at all, and they can't make it two Eruvim. Rashi says it's a piritza, and it's all like one chatzer, but if they did happen to make separate Eruvim, then it's like they're breaking up one rishus into two, and they're asering each one on the other. So the fact that you make a two Eruvim in one area that's joint is negative, because it's stopping each one is offspring on the other, and nobody can carry. So if you have one big open area that a lot of different rishiyos, people are using, you should only be making one eruv and not two eruvim. That's the end of our shiur today. Any comments, questions, complaints, you can reach me at sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.